is Apple right to be challenging the FBI's request to open a backdoor to its phones?
Well, there's no doubt Apple can make this information available. And I don't think there's any doubt that when the courts eventually rule, that they'll follow whatever the court says to do. The discussion of do you want the government to be blind on one hand, or if it's not blind, is it have the right safeguards of how that information, when it's acquired and how it's used, that's a good debate. In my view, the benefits to the government being able to enforce taxation, being able to stop crime, particular things like terrorism with nuclear weapons or biological means, which means a very few number of people are given by innovation the ability to affect millions or billions. You know, I hope that we can have that debate so that the safeguards are built so people don't opt, and it'll be country by country, that, hey, it's better off if the government doesn't access any information.
Would you support a backdoor into Microsoft phones, Google phones, Apple phones as a general principle?
Nobody's talking about a backdoor. So that's not the right question. This is a specific case where the government's asking for access to information. They're not asking for some general thing. They're asking for a particular case.
But is Apple right to say that a backdoor once created in one case is a backdoor that can be used in the future?
Apple has access to the information. They're just refusing to provide the access, and the courts will tell them whether to provide the access or not. You shouldn't call the access some special thing. It's no different than, you know, have anybody ever been able to tell the phone company to get information? Bank records, should anybody be able to get it at bank records? There's no difference between information. The government's come asking for a specific set of information, and let's say the bank had tied a ribbon around the disk drive, and they say, oh, don't make me cut this ribbon because you'll make me cut it many times just because this guy's such a terrible person. Anyway, it's a simple question of do voters want the government in any case to be, is there any case where a company should provide the information?
Apple just made it sound like it was a matter of principle, a broad principle.
Well, and any time a bank is told, hey, turn over a bank account information, as soon as they do that on one person, then they're admitting they can do it on many people. And so, yes, they are waiting for a high court to make clear what they should do.